Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, in just a minute. But I wanted to go over a couple of Cowboys things when we were talking about Tyler Booker and the mean streak. And, man, I learned from that interview that Larry Allen has beautiful handwriting, or had beautiful handwriting.
He could be a Hallmark writer.
I had never heard that in my entire life. But Tyler Booker has given up pressures, 20 pressures, on 426 pass block scenarios this season.
Wow.
That's a 4.7% pressure rate, the lowest pressure rate among any rookie right guard, and second lowest by this season, and second lowest by any rookie right guard since at least 2018. And if you want to focus on just this season, all right guards, he's fourth in pressure rate allowed. Now, I would be willing to bet you, and that's one of the reasons, I think another one of the reasons we're all excited about Tyler Booker, he probably thinks, well, that's three failures.
Yeah, probably.
You know, so, or maybe he thinks it's 20 failures, going back to the number of pressures. But I bet he's like, no, I need to be better.
They were that in love with him, too, in the draft, right? Like, this was the guy they were like, yeah, this is him.
Yeah, big process guy. He's somebody that is a big culture setter.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Let's go get them.
That's right, man. I love the excitement. Now, I want to get your take going into this game about a specific aspect that I am really fascinated by. Brian Flores, the DC for Minnesota, he loves to blitz. The Vikings lead the league in blitz percentage, and it is not even close. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott has been outstanding against the blitz this season. Is that a trend that you see continuing? Because usually you feel like, hey, I'm glad we blitzed. Got more pressure on the quarterback, threw him off his game. But that has not been the way it's worked against Dak this season.
For the most part, yeah, you're exactly right. But I think Detroit did a nice job of blitzing, and it did cause some problems, even though he threw for, what, 376 yards?
Right, yeah. Right.
So, yeah, you know, and I've heard all this about the blitzes from Minnesota. Why are they 5-8 then?
Because their offense sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So that's one of my takes.
Keeping them in games, right? All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, I almost used the word, and you guys would have killed me, right? Like,
yep.
The blitz is the panacea of defense.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love that word.
But looking over at the Vikings, we would agree, for the most part, it's the defense that's been driving the bus this year, right?
Yeah, it's not driving it very well, though, is it?
Sure, that's fair. That's fair. But it's kept them out of, I guess, Raiders territory. I don't know if that's a good thing for draft reasons or a bad
thing.
Right, but
I got you. Yeah, and it's something you got to deal with. I mean, people have blitzed since the start of football, right?
Sure.
And you know, I think it's interesting how Schottenheimer explained it this morning with you guys. Well, not with you guys, the morning show, about how Dak has to be prepared for the blitzes. And, you know, you got to recognize what's going to happen before it happens. And, yeah, he's done a really good job, but you would expect that out of a 10-year veteran quarterback, right?
Absolutely.
You know, think about it. They started early in that Detroit game, and then the Lions found out, oh, well, we're just going to throw Gibbs behind the blitzes and throw it over the middle, and there's nobody there. And that got them out of blitzing a whole heck of a lot early in the game when they were putting pressure on Goff. So, it'll be an interesting factor in the game. But, again, it comes down to that Cowboys offensive line doing a much better job than they did the remainder of that game against Detroit.
It really is sounding like, I know people are cautious with the way they say this, but it really is sounding like no Guyton again, which I feel like we have kind of thought would be the case most of the week, right?
Well, he hadn't practiced all week.
Sure, right.
And I can't imagine that they're going to say, okay, on this easy kind of Friday practice, you go out there and then you're going to play on Sunday. Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it.
Unless you're Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's just magically able to do everything, even though he never practiced all week.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta understand maybe how people are playing with the injury report, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember what his last designation was. Was he questionable, doubtful? I can't remember what they...
I think he was just out, yeah.
They didn't list him out, and then he played.
Oh, Amon-Ra. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking of Guy. No, yeah, they put questionable.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think they'll put questionable on Guyton. But, you know, you never know. We'll see. I just haven't seen him do much the part that we get to watch practice.
Mickey, I'm kind of interested in, like, and for the rest of the season, too, this game in particular, but the addition, more usage of Malik Davis, or...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is what he's been getting exactly what he needs?
Yeah, I think that he's getting a couple plays here or there. I was going to say a series. I don't think he gets the entire series, but I think a lot of it has to do with the workload for Javonte Williams. Like, has he been out there for a long series? Had a bunch of runs or long runs, and he needs a break. I think that's how you're probably going to be able to see him. And then the other thing you've got to do is be able to trust. I mean, you guys brought up the blitzes. Yep. The running back's got a lot to do with that, right?
And Javonte's been great at it this year.
Yeah, and how much do you trust him, in the backfield dealing with things like that? His recognition more than anything else. It's not, always the physical ability to deal with the blitz, but it's recognizing where it's coming from and where I need to be. But yeah, I think interspersing him in there, I got no problems with that. And I got no problems with him handing the ball to CD or Kevontae Turpin the few times they might do in a game.
That's good, because I remember whenever the injury happened, everybody panicked and freaked out and was like, you should never do that again. And I'm like, that's part of their system. It's part of their offense.
They had handed the ball
to a scared stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, Mick, I know we're kind of preaching to the choir here, but one of the interesting factoids I saw about the Minnesota defense is they have given up touchdowns in the red zone only 46.2% of the time. That is the third lowest touchdown conversion rate in the red zone in all of the NFL. As is the case, it feels like, especially with the Cowboys. How important is it to not only get into the red zone, but to get 7 as opposed to 3?
Yeah, absolutely. But if they're that good in the red zone, you just need to score before you get inside the 20.
Hey, I support that too. If we can hit a whole bunch of 25 to 40 yard passes and runs for touchdowns, approved.
I'm being facetious, because that's been a problem for the Cowboys, right?
Yes,
they have not been as good or as effective in the red zone as you would want them to be. But yeah, touchdowns. You start kicking, as I keep saying, you start kicking field goals and you get yourself into trouble. So, yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of that has to do with maybe your ability to be able to run the football. Because when the field gets compacted, then you got to be able to run the ball and effectively. You don't have to run it in from 15 yards, but, and the other thing is, don't start committing penalties too, which has been right. One of the Cowboys' problems. It seems like when they get in there, there's a hold or some offensive interference call.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm referring to. So,
no,
yeah.
Absolutely, I do. So, okay, I'm going to mock up a scenario, because I think I know what your selection is, but I'm not positive, so I want to get this. So Cowboys, one way or another, they get the ball first. They move down the field with relative ease, but they stall out at about the 13, and it's 4th and 2. Do you start off the day by getting those points and taking the lead, or are you like, no, man, like, touchdowns, that's the name of the game?
I'm playing at home. I'm going for whatever I got to pick up to continue to score a touchdown. So are you saying I'm at the 2-yard line?
No, you're at the 12. Let's say you're at, the 12,
at the 12,
and it's 4th and 2.
No, I'm going for the 2 yards.
Okay,
if I'm sitting here with the number one offense in the NFL from a yardage standpoint,
right?
I'm trusting it to get the 2 yards.
I'm with you.
And also, Kevin, if you don't get it, just in case you don't, field position. I know you didn't get the points, but field position. Mickey, we had this discussion. I don't know if we've discussed this with you, that I don't know that Bill Parcells would have loved having Brandon Aubrey as a weapon, because he would have been like, that changes my field position.
I could go from the 50. Yeah. Are you insane?
I could punt these guys into the 2-yard line, but instead I'm trying to get a field goal? No.
No, absolutely. If I'm inside, close to that 10-yard line, and it's 1 or 2 yards, I'm going for it. I mean, isn't that the way most of these offenses are operating now? You know, go ask Sirianni that what he would do, right? Go ask Dan Campbell what he would do. They're going for it. And, you know, now, again, depending on time in the game, but if it's the first possession, yeah, I'm not going to sit there and be afraid to pick up 2 yards. And if I don't, okay, they get the ball at the 12-yard line. And I'll take my chances, but I want to score touchdowns and enough of these field goals. Unless it's if I'm 3rd and 10 or and I don't get it, and I'm 3rd, 4th and 8, yeah. If I'm in field goal range, then I'm kicking a field goal.
Yeah.
But within reason, 1 or 2 yards, yeah, go for it, especially the first possession. Because the Cowboys have had enough trouble with the first possession of a game scoring. You know, I was thinking that, you know, they always deferred or whatever, but I was looking at the series. A lot of times, I want to say maybe 5 of the last 6 games that they've had the first possession, and the best they've done is kick a field goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, get going. Get off to a good start. Score. Because the other team's certainly doing that to you.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. Do you have a prediction for us, good sir?
Yeah, for what it's worth. Cowboys 33, Minnesota 17.
Ooh, I like it. So let's have a comfortable, evening. I like it. We will catch up with you again on Monday, good sir, to talk all about it.
Talk to you guys later. Take care.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.